Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Each year, approximately 2.4 million people, more than half under the age of six, swallow or have contact with a poisonous substance. We're giving you some important information here today about poison prevention. My guest is Dr. Corinne Cross. She's one of our favorite guests here at Healthy Children. She's a pediatrician and a spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. So, poison prevention. Dr. Cross, what do you think is the most important bit of information you want parents to know right now?
I would say I love the slogan for the poison prevention week because it just hits home. The slogan is children act fast, so do poisons, and it just drives home the point that most of these poisonings that occur in young children under six, actually occur when parents are home or caregivers are home, and they're just doing something else for a split second, and the kids get into something, and then all of a sudden you have this massive chaos on your hands. And so the only way to deal with poisons is to think ahead. And so that just means that you have to go through your house systematically and think like a kid. Think, where is everything that they could get into? And then just have a plan as to where you put it so that you just don't run into that problem. Because you can't think, it's okay if I leave those chemicals under the sink or, you know, the cleaning products. If I see them open it, I'll tell them to stop. That just doesn't work. So you have to be ahead of them. And so what we think about is we think about everything from, you know, your hair dye, which has bleach in it, your nail polish remover. People usually think of their medicines and their cleaning products, but they don't think of all the stuff that they keep in the garage on the floor, like the antifreeze or the windshield wiper fluid or maybe some extra gasoline or turpentine or whatever. All of those things, the pesticides, the paints, they just need to be kept locked up or up high on a shelf somewhere there where the kids absolutely cannot get them. And with the cleaning supplies and the stuff that's in the house, it's really great if you can have the self-latching locks for either the drawers or the cabinets. That's really just the easiest way to do it because then you don't have to think about it. And they're so easy for parents to open. You know, there's so many different types that you can find one that's easy for you to open that it really doesn't slow you down when you're trying to clean or do something else, but it really does slow the children down when they're trying to kill themselves. So it's really an important thing to do is to just think ahead and figure things out like that. And then the other thing that people often do is they're so good about putting the medicine out of reach, about using the child caps and everything, but then they put all their medicine out in a pill box and they leave that pill box out on the counter for the week, and that just defeats the entire purpose. So if you're going to put your medicine in a pill box, that pill box has to be stored someplace where the kids aren't going to get them. So not on a nightstand, not in a drawer where they can get to that's not child-proofed. You know, the pill box has to be out of sight and basically locked up. So leaving the next dose on the counter, you know, it may be good to remind you to take it, but instead set your cell phone or something for an alarm. Don't just leave it out. And the other thing is thinking about where you keep other medicines, like in your car or in your purse. Lots of people lock up all the medicines in the house, and then they have a separate stash of aspirin or whatever that they keep in the car. You have to think about where you're keeping that stuff and, you know, if your kids can get to it.
Is there an age, Dr. Cross, when you don't have to worry as much about this? When you think to yourself, okay, I'm past the point where I have to have the latches, you know, latches on the cabinets and things, but our children still, it's a risk of them getting into our medication, and it's still a risk of them, you know, doing something, trying to use something, mixing bleach and ammonia, you know, all of these things. So then does it become a communication thing, a talking to, stay away from these things?
Absolutely. So, I mean, I even think that, you know, they say to the AAP, it says, you know, put it someplace where they don't know, where they don't see it, you know, out of sight. I actually feel, and it depends on your children, but even with my five-year-old, I say to her, like, you know, this is Grandpa's pillbox. I don't want you opening this because, you know, I can ask them where to put it and I can tell them, please, you know, don't leave it around. But in the end, it comes down to my kid having good common sense. And so I want to let them know, like, I don't want you to use the, you know, the bleach or this or that. I don't want you to touch this. Like, this is not for you. And, yeah, as the kids get older, when they're 10, when they're 8 even, you might be able to say, listen, the reason we don't mix, you know, cleaning products together is you can make these fumes that could, you know, make you pass out and get you, make you very sick. I also think that, you know, older kids, older teens, you know, they might see your pain medicine and try to take it. They may say, oh, what's this? You know, let me try this. And, you know, they just sometimes they don't have the best judgment. So you want to keep your medicine separate and someplace where they're not going to get it. And the same is even for just vitamins. Like now that they make all these vitamins that look like gummy candies, you know, kids don't realize that the vitamins, because they think they're good for them, why can't they take 5 or 6? And these have iron in them. And so a lot of them do have iron in them. And you don't want the kids to overdose on iron. So some of these things, which are good in small quantities, aren't good in big quantities. And so that's why you have to talk to your kids about it and then just, you know, sometimes keep them away from them if you don't think that they can listen.
That's a really great little tip about the vitamins, too, because people do leave them out, and so many of them look like gummy candies. And the vitamin C is really good, so they figure they can eat 5 or 10 of them like they're candy. And I would like to just give out the number 1-800-222-1222. That's the American Association of Poison Control Centers, and that is the number that will get you to poison control, and it will help you no matter where you live. 1-800-222-1222. So, Dr. Cross, back to the little kids for a minute here. So there are so many things around, and we've always kept these things under the sink. And so now we're locking everything up. We're making sure it's all, you know, in its place. But then they go outside, and there are poisons and things outside. Pesticides, insecticides, things. So then what are we looking for outside to be aware of?
Well, the most interesting thing that there is outside are plants. So people don't realize, and I realized this after I planted a whole garden, and then my my gardener said to me, so do you know that that's really, really poisonous if your child eats it? And it was foxglove, and foxglove is actually, it acts like a cardiac medicine, and so it's not good if you eat it. And, you know, my kids like to pick the flowers and mix them up and pretend they're making soup, and so out went the garden, and we got rid of wisteria, we got rid of foxglove, we got rid of anything that had, like, berry stuff that they were likely to eat. Now, my children are little, but you do have to think about things like that. And so, you know, any sort of poison that they get into, you call the poison control, and they can tell you what you need to do. Most of the time, they will tell you not to induce vomiting, because if something burns going down, it'll burn back, right back going up. So you don't want to damage the esophagus twice. Some things they will tell you to try to vomit and make the child vomit, or, you know, they'll obviously tell you to call 911 if the child needs charcoal or something else. But if your child seems okay and you're not sure, that's when it's a good time to call poison control. If your child's done something and you need CPR, you need emergency, you know that there's absolutely something wrong, you can just call 911. And the other important thing to think of is bring it. Bring whatever it is. If it's a flower you think they ate, if it's, you know, medicine you think they took, if it's a cleaning product that they swallowed, bring it with you, because that really helps us at the hospital to figure out what's going on.
So do we now, you know, you're talked about if it burns going down, it burns coming back up as well. Are the days over when we give charcoal or syrup of Ipecac or any of these things?
Yeah, they don't even sell it over the counter anymore. Because for things that you just don't want to induce vomiting, too many people were inducing vomiting when it was inappropriate. So it's no longer over-the-counter. So you really do want to call poison control before you take any measures on your own. I mean, that being said, if the child has something on their skin that's, you know, acidic and it's burning them, then you're, you know, taking their clothes off and putting them in warm water and just keep rinsing them for 15 minutes, and you can do that, you know, throw them in the shower while you're calling 911 or while you're calling poison control. And the same within their eye, you know, obviously you're going to flush their eye, and that type of attention is fine. But, you know, anything about making your child vomit, you should talk to a professional first.
So parents, if you think that the rules have changed regarding poisons, they have. It's not necessarily what your mother used to do. If it burns going down, it's going to burn even worse coming back up. The number for the American Association of Poison Control Centers is 1-800-222-1222. That's 1-800-222-1222. And, you know, if you think your child has gotten into something, as Dr. Corinne Cross said, bring it. Bring it with you to the hospital if that's where you end up. Thanks so much for listening. This is really great information and very important that you share it with your friends on Facebook or wherever. Thanks so much for listening. This is Melanie Cole, and stay well.